Noises emanating from deep in outer space, traveling billions and billions of miles, have researchers questioning who might be behind them.
These fast radio bursts, or FRBs, come from the other side of the cosmos and were recently captured by a Canadian telescope. Since these repeating low-frequency signals have been observed once before, it may help researchers discover where it's coming from. We're going to talk more about it. We're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by the senior astronomer and director of the Center for SETI Research, Seth Shostak. What's your theory, Seth?
Well, I got to tell you, I wish I had a theory, because I think there's a Nobel Prize awaiting anybody who can come up with a theory about what these are. These FRBs, as you've just described them, Patty, fast radio bursts. If you were to listen to these things on the radio, what you would hear, it would sound like a slide whistle, sort of like that, but very fast, kind of an eye blink, and a signal that just goes down the radio dial very quickly. They were found about a decade ago, and this is a new one. We still don't know what they are, but whatever they are, they're bound to be interesting.
I'm imagining Jodie Foster with her headphones on in the movie Contact, listening to the pattern, trying to make something out of it. That's not really how it works quite like that, though, is it?
Well, it doesn't. Actually, the computers do the listening, which is, from a photogenic point of view, less interesting.
Huh.
But that's the way it's done. And in any case, this is the result from this Canadian Hydrogen Intensity Mapping Experiment Telescope. That name, you know, won't fit on a business card, but of course they use the acronym, which is CHIME. And it has found, you know, more than one of these fast radio bursts, these very fast radio signals. But the interesting thing about this one, which was just announced today, is that it repeats. In other words, you can hear it. But if you go back an hour later, a day later, whatever, you can hear it again. And the fact that it repeats means we can figure out how far away it is. We can study it because you can aim all sorts of instruments in its direction with some assurance that you're going to be able to measure it again. It's like you hear chains in your attic and you think maybe ghosts, but if you never hear them again, you know, probably it wasn't ghosts. But this is something you hear more than once.
Okay, real quickly before we let you go, if somebody out there was trying to get a hold of us with these signals, how long ago did they send them out?
Well, we don't know the distance of this particular one, but the other one that we do know about, it's 3 billion light years away. Not 3 billion miles, 3 billion light years, and every light year is 6 trillion miles. So multiply those two numbers together in your head there, and that means it's really, really far away. It's been underway, you know, since essentially the childhood of Earth. So it's very far away. We don't know what it is. I bet you a cup of coffee we'll figure it out this year. Probably we'll figure it out this year.
Oh, wow. That's very optimistic.
That's why I'm betting only a cup of coffee.
No, but really, the theories, at least among the Canadian researchers, that there isn't just a few guesses about what this is?
Well, so much energy is involved. I mean, these things belch out tens of millions of times as much energy as the sun would belch out in a similar length of time. So whatever it is, it's something very, very powerful. And it could be colliding black holes, but you don't expect black holes to collide and then an hour later to collide again and then an hour after that to collide again, right? And so it's got to be something that can repeat. And fortunately, physicists are very clever, and that's why I'm willing to bet that cup of coffee that sometime in the next year, with all the new data that's coming, because we know about, you know, a lot of these things now, they'll figure out something, and it probably involves, you know, very dramatic events that fortunately don't take place in our backyard.
Very fascinating all the way around. Seth, always great to chat with you. Appreciate that. Seth Shostak is the senior astronomer and director of the Center for SETI Research here in the Bay Area.